Come on, come on, come on, come on. Grentonaut, are you going to come up? Come on up. Just because I love you, I singled you out, that's all. They're coming. Good morning. So, tell me, what are some of the things and people that you love? What do you love? What, Logan? Video games. You love video games. What else do you love? Anything you love? Anybody love ice cream? Oh, yeah, I love ice cream. Anybody else? Anybody have people they love? Do you love any people? Either you love no people or you're really quiet today. Who are some people we love? You think of somebody? Who'd you come to church with? Mom and Dad, do you love them? Yeah, okay, Mom and Dad, we love Mom and Dad. I love my Mom and Dad too. All the moms and dads out there are really nervous because you haven't said, I love Mom and Dad, okay? Just so you know. Grandmas and grandpas, we love them too. Cousins, there are lots of people here that we love. Friends, all kinds of things. And we love video games and ice cream. Anything else you love? Okay, football. Okay, so are you willing to give up all of those things that you love to not have them anymore? To give it all up? To not have a mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or friends or brothers or sisters, to give them all up, to give up video games and ice cream and football and all books. I love books. All those things, give them all up. No? So, our gospel that I just read is one of the scariest pieces of the Bible, because Jesus says, if you love me and you want to be my disciple, if you want to follow me, you have to give up all that other stuff. You have to be ready to give it all up. I know. For those of you who can't see Jaden, her eyes got about this big. Exactly. Yeah, I read that everybody's eyes should have gotten that big, because it's a lot to ask. And so what it means is that when we make decisions about what we're going to do and we think about what's the best thing to do, sometimes the right thing to do is the scary thing to do. And so we have to be brave. And that sometimes God asks us to do things that aren't easy, like stick up for other people when they're being bullied at school, or being kind to our brothers and sisters even when they're kind of not being kind to us, or giving part of, you know, collecting money to give to Fish, or going and working all afternoon putting together all kinds of different projects. All those things that we do as the church, God says, I want you to put those things first. Put other people first, which is really hard to do. And some days I'm really bad at it, because I like ice cream and books and my kid, and I like my car, and I like my church, and I love all kinds of people. And to think about giving them all up just to follow God sounds scary. But here's the good news, okay? Listen carefully. Good news is we are never by ourselves. God is always with us, even in the scary bits, and that God has promised to take care of us. And so while you probably are never going to have to give up ice cream and moms and dads and video games and football and all that other stuff, we need to be thinking about what it is that we're willing to give of ourselves to follow Jesus, and to know that sometimes it could be tough. Something could happen that would be a hard decision. But we know that God is with us and we will be taken care of. So be brave. Go out there and be brave. Believe that God is with you no matter what, and it'll be okay. So be brave when there's something hard you have to decide to do, and know that God is with you. Do you think you can do that? Here's a story. Have you guys ever heard the story about Rosa Parks? She's a lady. She's kind of famous, yeah? Do you know what she's famous for? So in the 1960s, she was riding a bus. She had to ride the bus to and from work, and her church had decided to make a demonstration, and they wanted to show people that it wasn't fair that white people got the best seats in the bus and the black people had to go in the back of the bus in the worst seats, always. And if a black person was sitting up front and a white person came in, they had to give up their seat and go stand or sit in the back. And so Rosa Parks one day, and it was planned, it wasn't accidental, but she had made a decision that when a time came and somebody asked her to give up her seat, she was going to just stay put. She was going to do a scary thing because she knew that God loves all people the same, whether they're white or black or brown, whatever color they are. And so it came, somebody came and asked her to give up her seat, and she refused. Bus driver said, "Lady, you got to move," and she refused. So they put her in jail. And that's scary. But she was doing the right thing for the right reason, because she wanted to be a disciple of God and she wanted to be faithful. So she did the brave thing. And we remember her for being brave and being faithful. So we may not be ever be famous for being brave and faithful, but we will remember each other. And when you do good things, God says, "Thank you. Thank you for doing the good things," because they're important, the things that we do when we care for other people. Does that make sense? Yeah, maybe? Okay. I think we're all awake, almost. School started? Yeah? Okay, these are weary school-started children, yep. All right, well, go back and sit in your seats. Don't take a nap. Stay awake, okay?